Good afternoon, everyone. Today is Tuesday, July 17th, 2018, and it's 2 p.m. We're gathered in the BCC conference room for legal counsel update. President Commissioner Morgan, Commissioner Harris, Commissioner DeYoung, also Leah and Pat, and Augustus. Item number one is codification project update. I believe that's Pat. Is that you? How you doing?
Good.
Good.
So we're on track with the timeline that I last gave you. And so as of right now, we have the code, the finished code that's going to go online. It's not going to go online, but I do have a back, I have a way for you to get into kind of like a draft of it, the way it would look online, although it's not live yet. So I can send you both that, and I can send you the PDF. It's 500 and some odd pages. So I have it in PDF. I find it easier to look at it in PDF, but you also might want to play around with just to see how it's going to look for the public when they actually are able to go online with it. And so today what I would like to do is get everybody's buy-in as far as the first reading of the ordinance. So I brought in a draft of the ordinance. Obviously it's going to be, you know, it'll have the code with it. And kind of to ask you what, if you want to start now with putting it in a PDF format online at the same time that we send it off to DLCD, or you want to wait till we hear back from DLCD. That's a 35-day period.
Within our process, we have to publish it prior to the first reading.
Right.
And how far?
We
could
run
those simultaneously. If what you're telling the board is that there has been no substantive changes as far as what the code is, DLCD should have nothing to say.
I mean, that was our thinking, and I had Julie email Josh LeBombard about it, and he was quite clear that he wanted DLCD to see it, so but my thinking on that was very similar. But
so typically, if we were to have a first reading on like those proposed text amendments, we wait until DLCD presents us with their comments. We either integrate those or we choose not to into whatever proposed text amendment, and then we go forward and we advertise based on board direction for the 2 weeks or whatever prior to the first reading, two publications or whatever it is. If we keep with that historic way we've done stuff.
September 7th would be the first publication.
We wait
for the first
19th of September.
Right, September 7th, first notice. September 21st, second notice, and that would be in keeping with the greetings that would be on the 19th, and then October 3rd. You know, DLCD wants a copy of the notice, they want a copy of the ordinance. That's why, even though it seems premature because we're not really into September yet, my thought is we would send all of this to DLCD along with the code, the draft of the ordinance that's adopting it.
But that doesn't do anything. There's nothing there. What they should be caring about.
And that should
the
be even better for them to say, we don't care.
Right.
So they need to see it.
It puts a timeline that they need to.
Well, they've only got 35 days.
He had responded. He made it sound like, well, the public needs a way to take a look at this. I think, Julie, am I right that they put it up on their.
That's not their job. To ensure public transparency. Those are statutes that we will abide by.
It's not for our, the way that we do it, it's for theirs. And yes, they
it's
do put
Josh's
stuff on public.
It's not Josh's job to accommodate the public's. His job is to refine it based on state law, and I don't mind telling
I don't think he's talking about refining it. I think he made it sound like it's just literally for transparency to get it out there that the county's doing
exactly.
This.
Exactly. He's not the transparency police.
They do put things online,
I think. That's fine. They can do that. That's not their job. I know what DLCD's job is, and that's not it. Our job is to do that.
So you're saying they are not supposed to do that because they do it?
They can do whatever they want. They've
right.
got 35 days, but they shouldn't be instructing the county on how to best facilitate a transparent process. for our constituents. That's
yeah,
what
I think
heard
there's
you say.
A, no, I think with the different, we, just as Julie is required to send those sorts of changes to DLCD, they want to see this code. And so that's the reason for the 35 days. It's a notice.
But you don't anticipate them making any big change or anything that we're going to have to renotice?
We're talking a little bit in circles.
It could be a problem if they did. This is the notice. We fill this notice out. There's a lot of this notice that doesn't even pertain to it. So we've tried to write it in a way to let them know this is what we're doing. We're adopting the code of all of the existing ordinances, and unless they've been formally repealed by either an ordinance or a vote, they're in here, even though they may not be pertinent at this point.
Well, I guess in the back of my mind, yes, it has to go to them, but there's nothing we've changed. This is all in existence already.
I think we're missing what we're debating here.
So I think
advertising prior to DLCD, having the opportunity to review it in 35 days is what I heard the question was. And my opinion is that no. We wait until we have something in a final draft form to submit to it. So otherwise, DLCD doesn't like the numbering. I don't care. They don't like the headings.
I don't think they're looking at it for any of those reasons.
I'm not. That's not. It's the procedure that we've always used. As I understand it, is that we give them 35 days and they render some comments on the proposed text amendments or whatever. Then we start advertising based on a really clean copy. Mm-hmm. What I heard you originally ask was the idea of co-advertising. We give it 35 days. I was asked whether or not we want to put it out for public notice prior to them coming back with their 35-day. Am I wrong?
Well, there's a misunderstanding. That's not what I was saying. Was they want to see a draft of the ordinance. They want to see a draft because it's the ordinance along with the code that you're going to adopt. And so this is just, the ordinance is short and sweet, saying, here it is, here's our new code. Right, that's all I'm trying to do is make sure that the 19th of September and the 3rd of October are good with you all for the first and second reading. If we had to change it, we still could change it. It's just a draft.
So DLCD gets the, it has to be sent to DLCD 35 days before the first hearing. Mm-hmm. So really it's, with planning, it, you know, I send it to ahead of time to get comments because I realize there's usually going to be changes and stuff. But really, technically, you could send it to them today and then have your hearing in
35 days.
35 days.
Yeah, that's how it's playing out. Yeah, 35 days. It's a little more than 35 days.
So there is a question there.
No.
We don't usually do that. We usually will set the hearing after we've heard from their comments. I'm okay with setting it in 35 days. And they've got, on the 35th day is our first hearing. And
well,
if they made a comment on the 34th day?
I didn't do it on the 35th day because I wanted to add a little time in there. So September 19th is not the 35th day. It's a little bit past that.
I'm okay with whatever it is. 35 days is what
I think I see what you're saying. You want a clean copy because I can't imagine sending that up that they won't make some sort of little change because that's what they do. That
well,
proves that they read it.
I'm going to have a real issue if
they
do
have
that.
That authority.
It's
not
a change.
Check this out. DLCD has not done a code codification of this magnitude, maybe in the state in the last few years. I don't know. Certainly haven't at the regional level. I know Jackson County code is codified. But they get this code and they see, wait a second, you're adopting these outdated, probably illegal according to state law code. What are you doing? You need to not, you can't do that.
We've taken care of that in the notice and explained it to
but
them.
But in their mind, they're going to try to maybe address all of these challenges. And we're like, no, that's phase two. Let's get this one that's on the books, codified on the books. And then we'll go with repealing, correcting everything that we want to do.
Right,
I know
which
that
is
they
what
know that,
told.
But who knows?
Well, we're putting it in the notice, Jeff. It just says some chapters are technically no longer current, but were never formally repealed. The county intends to adopt them now as part of the code and remove them later by repeal ordinances. So I think it's just a format. I don't think I don't really see how they can say, I'm sorry, you need to change that, because we've tried to explain to them that it is the way it is, those are the existing ordinances.
Pat, you're gonna get people who are gonna comment on this first and second reading who are gonna say that. Yeah, we will.
I'm joking.
I think your intentions are very pure and right on, but that's not how the world works.
No, I understand.
You've got regulators over here that all they know is a lens to look through for regulations, and if you're even proposing to codify something that is against their regulations, they're gonna feel the need to, on page, every page, I bet Josh assigns a staff person to go through and say, what's wrong with these things? And maybe that'll be really great, and we'll cross-reference
to our list and says,
and that's fine. We already, we at the same time, I think I mentioned last time, that we plan on putting a list together, especially for the chair to have in front of him as to, these are all the things that are gonna have to be fix-its later. So that if people say, this has a whole chapter on the library, that's when I remember, you know, library information system that is now gone, we can say, well, we never did a formal repeal ordinance for that.
So now we're collecting a list for our next steps of what to actually bring out. But this
exactly.
is putting into one place everything that's already on the books. It's there, whether they like it or not.
Yeah. And as a matter of fact, any ordinance, as we said last week, any ordinance that's being adopted right now through the end of the calendar year is not going to be in here. They're going to have to codify those at the beginning of next year. Throw them in there and they'll do all of that for us. Is there any way that you can reach out to Josh and just maybe reiterate that, or you know, the fact that it is what it is? And,
oh, sure.
Okay.
Our intent, if they want to make comments, we'll make a list and we'll start on them at the beginning of the year.
You have to remember when you submit it that there has to be all these requirements attached when you submit it to DLCD, like how it meets our goals and all that other stuff.
Yeah, I was gonna send it, after Augustus looked at it, we're going to send it to you and just say, are we missing something? Because we don't usually do that part of it.
And I can help you or do it.
Okay.
Okay. Anybody else have any, you have anything more, Pat?
So when are we sending to DLCD?
We hope to do it by tomorrow. That's why I wanted to know if you guys were good with those dates.
If the dates are good.
I mean, I was thinking, well, if somebody's going to be gone in September, October, that...
We can't have the second reading any sooner than 35 days. But we can change the dates on that proposed draft ordinance anytime.
Yeah.
That's not what they're looking for, so.
Yeah.
I think we're
right. And then my other question was, do we want to wait for the 35 days to give the public?
This is your first question that I was trying to answer 13 minutes
it's
ago.
Just to put it, if we're gonna, in the end, you know how we have a copy, paper copy for anybody who wants to come in.
When do we typically advertise for an ordinance prior to the first
10 days before. So it has to be ready by then.
That's the day.
To put it, okay. And then I will send it to all three of you so you can have a way to click in there and just kind of see what it's going to look like.
And we need a hard copy here, I guess, as we typically do. Mm-hmm. I'll want a hard copy.
You use the hard copy to give to people if they come in, and that was the question.
We lend to people.
But we're not going to do that until the 35 days is up.
Until the 10 days prior to the hearing.
Okay.
So.
Yeah.
I just thought it was such a big, it's such a big thing to be able to look for. That
they can look at it right now.
Okay.
You have to indicate where the copies are available, so there has to be one they can look at, and then if they want it, they have to pay for it.
That's why I said we don't give it to them, we'll lend it to them.
Yeah.
But it's 500 pages, and I'm just suggesting that when we're ready to do that, we put it online. And let people click on it as a draft.
Yeah, we advertise. It'll be.
We got to establish a price or what if they want a hard copy at that stack.
It's already done.
Yeah.
It's per page. It's 25 cents or whatever.
Right.
That's what we do. It's online. And then to accommodate people that don't have computers, we have a paper
copy. Don't make
copy.
It up. It's
$1.35.
No, it's already.
Yeah, it's a fee schedule.
All right.
Does anyone else want to? You guys all get one of these?
Okay. Yeah, thanks.
Anything else on these from commissioners?
No, just so we're clear, it's 10 days prior. It'll be available online and hard copy in the clerk's office.
Okay. Yay. Coming to a close.
You're going to get it?
Yeah. I like it. Okay, item number 3. Clean slate forest management project proposals from BLM. clean slate forest management project proposals from BLM.
It's an interesting title.
Interesting.
Because I'm sure it's anything but a clean slate forest management proposal.
It's a project.
Do you have any of this here?
I'm really familiar with it.
I think Wally just wanted to know whether or not any comments would be.
Do you have one of these?
Sorry, I found it in the packet. Did you want this?
No, this one is a due.
I think one's due, I think they're both due on.
There's one in there literally in your packet.
Friday.
4:30 Friday. July 30, like, closed comments on the project must be received by close of business July 30th.
Great. You know, I'll touch base with Rocky. I know that they're working on this, and they had a meeting, the ONC staff had a meeting 2 weeks ago, and they got some proposed project to be, instead of a stewardship agreement, it was a regular timber sale proposed project. So I don't think it was this one, but I'll do some research with Rocky. And
yeah, I'd love to hear back, and if you have a, I mean, if they want us to write a letter, I'd be happy to support that.
Okay.
Great. Okay, enough on that. Item number four, additional subject matter from commissioners.
We're skipping two.
Advisory questions.
Advisory questions for the November ballot.
Oh, yeah, excuse me. Not bad, too. Gosh, that's why everybody's looking at me funny. Yeah, so anyway, we have here the advisory question, and this is just pass this out. Anyway, I think it's going down the other way. Down this way, and I probably want to have one here, too.
That's one of them. The other one, is it not printed?
I've got one here, and one for.
I thought they were in here.
Okay, it's in the packet, the other one.
I thought they were both in the packet.
Yeah, they are both in the packet.
Okay. Is that the most current one there? Is that the same one that was in the packet?
I haven't read the difference.
7.5.
I think it's the same one.
Yeah, they both say draft 1, 7.5. Are we doing the MJ one first or the other one?
Let's see.
Where's my question?
Good question. Where is it?
We have a, do you have a deal on that deal with that letter we sent out?
The letter or the?
Yeah, the thing we sent out with the advisor question.
Sure. Okay.
To the commissioners. And it's just kind of a, basically this is just kind of a, I'm going to say a draft, but it was an example of what it could look like so that. I sent this to the other commissioners in the other four counties for their feedback and also for just kind of as a thing, is this something you'd like to put on your ballot? And I had a little cover letter, she's going to get that for us right now. It's very, very simple, to the point. I did hear back from Chris Boyce from Douglas. He said, thank you very much for the draft. He said, and this is something we're definitely going to consider.
Thanks. So,
I didn't check my email this morning to see if I got anything else back for it.
So the question is interesting. It's asking, it doesn't ask what I thought we were asking, which is, should the county tax reduction of recreational? There's a different question than should be able to.
Correct.
It's very similar, but it's very slight. I think the county should have all of the legal authority to do that. Whether or not we should, I'm not sure about. But we certainly should have the option in the tool shed. And so I could easily vote yes on this one. Whether or not they support us taxing recreational marijuana. I'm not sure yet, but we already have the ability to impose a tax. We just.
I don't know, we have an ability to impose a tax.
Not on the production. we do on the retail, and we exercise that at 3%.
But only to a certain amount. We're asking.
To a degree, I'm playing devil's advocate that we're making sure we are asking exactly what we want to be asking and not dancing around.
Are you, if you're asking, should the county be able to tax, should the county tax the production? If you're asking outright, if you want the county to tax it.
So not asking should we be able to, but should your county tax the production?
Should, okay.
Because really we need to be asking the legislature.
Right.
We want to be able to tax it.
Right.
But are we asking the citizens?
Well, what I...
What are we asking?
I think we're asking the citizens, should, in your opinion, should your county be able to tax production of recreational and medical marijuana? And when we, if that comes back, yes, I want to use this. If it comes back like I think it's going to come back, I want to use this to go to the legislature when we are, when the legislators ask, is your, there's no interest in this in Southern Oregon. We can go, yes, there is. This is which would basically inform the legislature that we would really be interested in them allowing us to do that.
So your question's right.
So I think the question is as it stands. We're not asking the legislature, we're asking our constituents. If the legislature were to allow us to do it, would you be in favor? Because then it would have to go to the ballot anyway. And I think that's where we were going.
And then when you go to the ballot for the real question, you ask.
The real, yes.
Should we tax it?
And we will then be able to put a number in there with the initiative, the number that we need for the initiative per plant and per square foot of canopy.
So being able to get the answer that our voters believe we should be able to, get the legislature to therefore pass it so we can,
should we bring it back and say, should we? Yes, we think we should be able to, and then we take that to the legislature. It's just a tool to use in the 19. It's going to basically, I think, the response would be overwhelming in favor. You bet. Yeah, I'd like to see the production taxed. So, and I just, and this letter was just what I sent out, just real quick note, nothing special. So we'll wait to hear back from them. Any comments?
It'll be interesting. I mean, I was just thinking about the Measure 91 failing by 2 votes in Josephine County. And it had a provision of collecting, you know, revenue, but at the state level. But I don't know that that was really looked at from a local level. If we want to regulate it, we want to tax it, and we want to
legalize, regulate, taxation. Regularization of regulation, taxation. I don't think anybody in Josephine County, I think there was a lot of, yeah, boy, we'll legalize it and then we'll be able to tax it. And
right.
But what the state came down with and the way they redistributed the funds fell way short of anybody's expectations. So now when you go back out and say, we didn't get anything, we didn't get what you anticipated,
right,
and this will do that. Should we be able to tax that production? Because the production side of it is what we're dealing with down here.
Yeah, and I don't know.
From the standpoint of that it's right next to the fence and so on and so forth.
Our charge, it isn't necessarily to tax it. I would really like to not have to. What I'm looking to do is to enforce it locally, which the state is not doing because it isn't an issue for them on a grand scale. It's
just an issue for Josephine
and Jackson County that's got the proverbial bad apple. We're all stocked up with that down here. So, you know, the taxation is really a means to get to the regulation.
Enforcement, yeah.
And just thinking about that, is that, do you lead with taxation ballot title in El Salto? I mean, is that, or do we craft it more towards the style of providing a revenue stream to regulate? It's just a different way of creating a revenue stream? Is that making
for
sense?
For enforcement?
If you're tying it back to really what your goal is, it isn't just a revenue endless pot of money for the county. It's to fund adequate regulations and law enforcement.
It says here the revenue collected from marijuana producers would be dedicated to a law enforcement trust fund. It says right in the question. So, stand state currently collects annual fees from marijuana producers. Under the county's proposal, the state would also collect an annual amount for the county in which each grow site is located.
How you're framing what you're talking about, there's no regulation in the caption. It's only, and I wouldn't even say tax, I don't know if you have to say taxation. You're looking to generate revenue to pay for adequate.
That is taxation, I mean.
So would you put the revenue collected from marijuana producers would be dedicated to a law enforcement trust fund for the purpose of enforcement of?
Something like.
Yeah.
We don't have the explanatories written either, so.
Big pardon?
The explanatory statements.
What I'm talking about is kind of like a branding of the element. And you don't want to start trying to redefine the brand and the explanation. It's got to be from the start of how are you framing this? And you hopefully you go to the root of what your cause is to do it. If the state were doing a phenomenal job of regulating and we didn't have any bad apples, I don't think your propensity to do it would be all that big. Yeah. But it's just, you know, like 50-50 are good. I don't know what the number is, but there's certainly no shortage of people who are not doing what they should be doing, and the state isn't doing it. Mm-hmm. So with the burdens falling on us, and it shouldn't fall to your average, it should follow
to the production,
the people that are going to benefit from enforcement.
If
are those other producers.
I like your thoughts, just put it into a one-liner. Can
well,
you do put it into a one-liner?
I could try. I think she did a pretty good job so far.
I just add to the end of your law enforcement trust fund for the purpose of enforcement of marijuana production. Or
we'll get it.
In my mind, I'm not saying it is limited to
marijuana enforcement. Okay.
Enforcement. Because it is going to be a vehicle to basically, if you had something else come up, you've got a trust fund there. That if you lost something else, it's there. I mean, it's for law enforcement across the board. Could be
the
for
priority could be, for law enforcement.
Yeah, the priority is for law. It's a law enforcement trust fund. So it'd be, you'd have to, in order to gain access to those funds, it has to be involved with law enforcement. And there's an oversight committee that says, no, that's not law enforcement for the park. It might be a park ranger. Heck, I don't know. So it's law enforcement.
It's not like there's not, issues going on there. So.
Yeah, so that's why
I'm just spitballing on an idea.
I see what you're talking about, the taxation, because you're going to get a lot of Republicans go, oh, sack, that's it.
Well, and I'm not sure that we can sidestep
you can't really get around
the phraseology, but you can tie it into, like, what's your goal? Why are you just taxing this? What we're trying to pay for. Mm-hmm.
And you might want to mention that it's taxation of production and not just marijuana in general.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's in
the question. Well, kick this
the
around.
Question
this
says production.
This is what went out. So, and we've the plans are between now and August whatever. I want to get them to Andy Jordan. I want to just continue every couple of days, send them something more from Southern Oregon that would kind of lean them towards it. Danny Jordan's article was just fantastic. I want to get a copy of that and mail that out.
Haven't seen it.
It was
the Mail Tribune a year or two ago.
Yeah, a couple of weeks ago. It was stellar. It hit on every point we've got. So I'll make sure you get a copy of it. But I think you just send that out, just informational stuff, and just keep hammering away at it. John Bowen and I talked about doing just a little, like a PowerPoint. Have him put together a PowerPoint thing. He can use the drones to kind of do the whatever, I think. But we'll do a PowerPoint just explaining what this Southern Oregon Marijuana Initiative is. That'll go to all the legislators. Hand feed them that so that they get it, they know what it means before this, so they don't get an interpretation from somebody else. They will know exactly what it means. And I think that's and why we're doing it. Mm-hmm. Why we in Southern Oregon, that we can miss the problem, have sheriff give a little 30-second deal on it, and a couple of prominent people,
it's just a minor tweak, but I think that's where we should focus on.
Okay.
Everything coming under that umbrella.
Just jot it down. Think about it a little bit and away we go. Okay. Anything else on that?
No.
As far as the timeline goes, we have it scheduled to bring the package to the board with the resolution, etc. On the legal update of the 31st.
Oh.
So you don't have very much
August.
Time. July.
Okay.
2 weeks.
Tick tock.
And the...
Is our timeline, forgive me, longer than everybody else's?
No.
Or
they're all the same.
They're all
not
the
this year.
So we don't have a lot of time for the everything
no.
else.
Yeah.
The
It'd be nice
file,
if they all had 30 more days than us, but...
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the measure has to be the clerk on the 17th of August, but as far as the drafts go, I mean, there's a little bit of wiggle room in there.
Yeah.
So, but we had planned to bring it the drafts to you on the 31st.
Well, these are really, I mean, there's minor
close.
Tweaks.
Very close.
To this concept.
Does that work for you?
Major
Pat?
Stuff.
What's that?
31st?
The 31st is when we were going to have everything ready to bring back to you.
Are we
so,
have a review period at that, or are you just move forward to the weekly business session from there?
The 31st is a Tuesday for legal update. To move it ahead to the 7th. I'm sorry.
Got
one, and then another one on the 7th. So there is that one extra.
Got to be into the clerk by the 8th, right, for her review to the 17th?
No. We have it scheduled for you to sign the resolution on August 15th business session, which and then the 17th, the 2 days later, it will go to the clerk, or that day. The deadline is the 17th
okay.
of August. So there's some time built in, but
it must be ahead of it rather than
the
behind.
Explanatory statement's going to be more.
Yep.
Are we going to be expected to write the explanatory? Does someone else want to? I don't think Wally started that yet. That's the one you have a lot of. You have 500 words. Should you choose to use them all?
I think it needs to be simple. 500 words, you say?
And that's the maximum that you could use.
We don't have to use them.
No.
Yeah. Okay. Let's think about that.
Okay.
Okay. You're done with that?
Well, I don't know. What about
there's
the
second
separation?
One.
Okay.
Answer your last question, probably. Wally will need to start with that.
Start, okay.
And then we'll run it through the board.
Okay,
this is the state of Jefferson question?
Kind of. Yeah, with California being in the state that it is, with the ballots.
Which part of California do we want to go to?
Exactly.
Split state.
So kind of
we
going
want
back.
Disneyland.
Should we pick and choose?
Just give us
I
answer.
Want California. I don't want Southern or Northern. Yeah. Or we can also go for the state of Lincoln, which is what Eastern Washington is going for, which was previously also an attempt in Texas in the 1800s to be the state of Lincoln. There's some history for you. So. Wally and I got together and talked about how to kind of take into perspective what feedback I got from you in the last meeting, just kind of what we had said in that one meeting.
Right.
You had expressed an opinion. We were trying to honor it.
No shortage of that, I'm sure.
But so kind of trying to hone down the question to not just be about state of Jefferson, because even though 19 counties in California have kind of gone down that route, there's also the ballots going on. So the question came back to, should Josephine County study options for separating from Oregon? So that was kind of what
we... But it doesn't say joining anything else. It said just separating from Oregon.
Well, the idea would be to join something, but that'd have to... The whole point is some of the feedback we got from the Democrat Party that showed up and gave feedback via email, phone calls, in person, was there's a lot of questions left unanswered. So the question is not should we separate, but should we study the options for separating?
So if tribes are regarded as sovereign nations,
mm-hmm.
does the county have the authority to give ourselves over to a tribe?
We
and find ourselves in another country?
We are officially in the historic grounds
cool?
of the Cow Creek tribe.
That would be better. Need to be part of California. What a mess that is. Let's go.
We want to be Cow Creek.
So this question could say, you could just do that. I mean, they get to cut trees, they get to go fishing, they get all the water. Totally. I'd rather be a tribe.
I I made the, it wasn't a mistake.
If you'd rather be governed by a tribe.
It was an oversight, and I took firearms into Warm Springs Indian Reservation.
Recently or?
About 10 years ago.
Oh, okay.
They don't like that. They got their own.
Well, they're, all the tribes are, have different perspectives.
Yeah. She said, you have what?
And we I had said, a training I, at the casino 2 weeks ago. Did I go to that training for emergency preparedness up at Seven Feathers? There were law enforcement folks there, armed, and they were talked to. Their head of security is, interestingly, a retired Oregon State Police trooper. But they were given very clear guidelines that since you are here on duty, you may, in this room, carry. However, if you go out to those gaming or those restaurants, you will go lock it up first. And so they put parameters
on. Well, at least they designate the parameters. That's good of them to do that.
Yeah.
I don't know.
So this is just a start of a draft for you guys to look at and maybe give some feedback, both in the summary, the question. Because to me, it acknowledges the feedback we got from the Democratic Party, that it acknowledges that there are a lot of things that have to be explored for that to be a possibility. Should we even use any resources to explore that possibility, as well as look at, for those who want to separate, look, you know, I was trying to find a pragmatic answer to both sides, acknowledging both sides of the issue. And it doesn't have to go forward today. I just wanted to get it before you guys so that you have time to ruminate on it and you can get back to us.
Legal, have a comment?
Not at this point.
Not at this point. Merit a little bit more research, I think.
Like I said, I just met with Wally, and he's not here to.
I was going
to
say, none of us have really. We're like,
well, let's kick this around because this deadline
is a practical application that I want legal spending any time on. Wally's fine because he's an elected official, but this is a high level political discussion.
Right.
It is not. I don't want you to take
it's
any time.
It's not legal discussion.
No. It's. Do we find?
Not
what I was
question.
Looking at this, you know, from a standpoint, I think, you know, Commissioner Morgan took it and ran. Was the idea that it would provide the board political license or direction to do what should be done by the will of the, if 80% of the people in Josephine County who respond to this non-binding question say, yeah, I'm ready to get out of the state of Oregon or California and blah, 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 well, then the board has a little bit of a license to think about signing a resolution. It's not that crazy when somebody comes to the meeting and says, what are you doing that for? That's just silly.
Yeah.
They don't think that way.
We
ask the question and they actually do. You're just not out on a limb if you're.
Or if 80% say no, I want to stay in Oregon. There's our answer.
There's your answer.
We don't expend resources towards, or we do expend resources towards exploring, because there is a lot of questions in process. But to even start that process doesn't make sense without having the will of the people even sought.
Remotely, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay. That's good.
How are we moving forward with that one?
Every time we talk about the marijuana one, we'll parallel track with this guy.
Yeah.
So give these guys time to give some feedback to Wally, maybe.
Okay.
And when it gets brought back to us, you guys can give feedback to Wally.
It's an interesting question, but I'm not as, it doesn't have a trajectory with an outcome
right.
as like
sure.
the marijuana one. So.
It's just the opportunity to ask a question when we've had groups asking us to do something. It's like, well, okay, is that something that people of our community even want us exploring, and versus our opinion? So,
yeah, I think utilization of the questions, exploratory questions, advisory questions. I think that's a neat concept. There's a lot of we talked about it at AOC, and they go, "You what? Never even heard you could do that."
I've been telling them for
advisory
years.
Question. So it's kind of interesting. I think it's a good thing to pursue. Certainly tells you what's going on, okay? Anything else on that? Item number two. Item number three we've already talked about. Item number four we've talked about.
Yep.
Pardon for missing two. It's even starred on my little cheat sheet.
That's probably why.
Why it's got a star.
That means you can ignore it, right?
Yeah, that's what it does. It even shows the page. Ever.
Matters for commissioners. I have to say, I am missing out. Both of my fellow commissioners have smashed fingers And I'm impressed with your handiwork and work.
It can be arranged.
Bring me a mallet.
I'm looking at both of you guys, and it's like, wow, clearly I'm not working hard enough around here that.
Well, I'm not as good at it as he is, but.
That was gnarly.
You should have seen it last week.
Oh.
Okay, all right.
Okay, sorry, to get back on topic.
Today is Tuesday, July 17, 2018, at 2:40 PM. The Josephine County Board of Commissioners will now meet in executive session for the following agenda items. Item number five is executive session. Five A is offers to purchase county property, ORS 192.6602-2E. Item five B is county purchase of real property, ORS 192.6602E. And five C is Randy Cossens et al. Versus Josephine County Land Use Board of Appeals, 2017122, Court of Appeals case number A167418-ORS 192.6602H. Approved representatives of the news media and designated staff shall be allowed to attend the executive session. All other members of the audience are asked to leave the room. Approved representatives of the news media are specifically directed not to report on or otherwise disclose any of the deliberations or anything said about these subjects during executive session, except to state the general subject of the session as previously announced. No decision may be made in executive session at the end of the executive session. We will return to open session. Walking on is back in the room. The recorder will now be turned off at 2:41. Back in. We are back in session at 3:52 PM. And Leah, if you'll go through what we discussed, I appreciate that.
For number A, offers to purchase real property, that we have action to take on that.
Mr. Chair, I make a motion to accept the offer, the high bid offer on the property brought to the board from Helene that's in the Wolf Creek area.
I'll second that motion.
Any further discussion?
Nope.
Seeing none, all those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries 3-0.
Are you going to sign now?
There's really nothing to discuss right now under B.
Do you have those on?
Or C, technically.
Okay.
Any of those ones?
No, we discussed things.
Just discussion.
Just discussion on 5B?
Yes.
Item 5C?
Discussion.
Discussion?
So you need to sign both of them.
Got that. Okay, we'll take care of that. Moving on to item number six, additional subject matters from commissioners.
I have been, a couple projects working on, I'll be bringing to you down the road, but want to give you a heads up. The Emergency Medical Services Board is created by an ordinance versus bylaws or an order. There's some amendments, so working, Beecher now back in the office, we're going to be working with him. We'll be bringing some things back in the next couple months. I've also been following.
What's your plan? You're looking at repealing an ordinance and establishing it by order by everywhere, kind of like how we do everything else?
Unfortunately, there's three elements imposed right now. There is, we have both the ordinance that creates the board. We have the ASA Ambulance Service Agreement that would have to be amended that also parrots the ordinance, and then the contract with AMR. They all might need to be, in order to amend that ordinance, which talks about specific membership for that board, which we cannot any longer meet the requirement for, we have to amend. I'd like us to be able to look at all those options and bring it back. It's in the early stages.
It should dovetail with the litigation that we have.
Okay.
That outcome too.
Okay.
I don't want to change the ASA.
No,
and then
absolutely.
And have to change it again. Same thing with the contract. You know what I mean?
So, one example, for instance, our chair was the RCC instructor for medics. He resigned from our board, resigned from RCC, moved out of the area. There's no one filling that role, but it specifically has a slot requiring an RCC instructor. They can't meet that requirement. It requires an emergency department.
But not to be the chair, just to serve on the board.
To serve on the board. That position can't be filled because it's not something that RCC is in compliance with. Another membership role was the emergency department physician. We have not been able to fill that no matter what we've tried. However, they have an emergency department manager who's perfect for representing the emergency department. He's not a physician. So he doesn't meet the criteria of that role. So we put him in as an at-large position. But, so just kind of cleaning up.
You're gonna have challenges meeting quorums if there's nobody qualifying, and then, yeah.
And because it's by an ordinance, so with Beecher there, he came to the meeting last week. I had asked Sarah Rubric to fill in for me. She used to attend those meetings, but it's not a membership requirement, so we're gonna try to come up with some options to bring back to make it easier to amend membership in the future as well. Separately, I've taken on the, go ahead.
You could create the substitute organization by order,
mm-hmm.
and have those meetings and fill that up, those slots. And then when you get ready to do what you want to do with the ordinance, just appeal it, and you've already got the organization that you're looking to create.
Okay.
Something to think about.
Well, the ordinance is, the ordinance is not just for the membership. It's
correct.
It's
yeah.
everything.
It's everything about it.
And then there's the rules as well.
Yep.
So there's like.
But you could have this fiat somewhat organization. And in the meantime, you know, you qualify each as a meeting of the bodies. But you do what you need to do to facilitate the governance or whatever.
Outside of the ordinance?
Uh-huh.
Well, what we were looking at is trying to amend the ordinance to maybe say that membership would be determined by an order of the board.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And
right.
so therefore, membership is taken out of the ordinance. And
your
the
order could already be established is what I'm saying.
Yeah.
It creates the membership and organization.
Okay.
I don't know.
So we're going to look at all those options.
It's
but
a
I,
creative solution to
yeah, yeah.
getting people appointed to something.
And I just didn't want you to be surprised that I was working on that. The fire standards. I had reached out last year to Gilroy Dale at AOC, and I didn't get a response. I had then reached out to, again, Rob Ovett, and he responded back. We're not the only county that has areas that are not covered by fire district and not covered by fire service. It's
not a lot of them, though. I think there's only one other county that doesn't.
Well, and
yeah, I thought we were one of the only.
There's only two.
Well, Lincoln County is one of them.
Could be Lincoln.
And
I think it is.
Some of the others have associations, like volunteer associations over areas, but there's mm-hmm. definitely unincorporated areas and rural areas in Eastern Oregon as well. I was talking to Judge Dan. I can't ever say his last name or remember his last name. Malher. Judge Dan Jens.
Prairie City?
Anyhow, so some of the areas in he was telling me all the different workups they have in their county in different areas. So I was going to meet with Beecher and go back through the stuff and bring it back because we have the option of creating standards. We're not necessarily required to. Fire Marshal is not necessarily in agreement. So Wally and Rob both been on those emails. I forwarded them to Beecher, and so I brought that back up. So I wanted you to know I was actively working on that.
What is your goal with that? Because I don't want to spend too much with going down a proverbial that doesn't have the political wherewithal on the board. Don't work on an outcome that's going to have a closed door here.
Yeah.
I kind of want to know.
My goal is to have a standard that's not politically based.
Totally agree with that. So keep going.
Okay. So, and with Beecher being back, have that ability to have someone do specific research and kind of get on that page. So I met with him this morning and kind of gave a foundation of what, and with Rob's feedback as far as county's not required or required this element.
The politically challenging thing with establishing standards is that there's an expectation of a certain population that thinks that that's going to lead into a countywide fire district.
Yeah.
And I don't think that has been my goal.
No.
I will say that I have an expectation that eventually we don't have unprotected areas, that there is a designee, and they do meet minimum fire standards in order to provide that service there. I don't think that's my objective with fire standards. So.
Well, and right now there's there's basically a push to create a fire standard that's at a level greater than what the state requires. And I would prefer to create a standard that is defensible, and if the state's already created a standard, let that be the
standard.
That's a place to start.
Sounds to me like you're going to say, well, a group of firefighters get together and say, wow, we want to be right up here. It almost appears that they are saying,
that's the standard.
Yeah, this is the standard, and we know this guy is going to make it because that's why it's up here, but he meets all the state stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But he doesn't meet their standards, and it's just, are they going to raise it again when he does get to that point?
But,
or
the Oregon Department of Forestry helped establish some of those rural fire associations in Eastern Oregon. They're volunteer led. They're various things. So, I I just wanted to make sure that it was separate from politics, separate from organizations, and kind of come back to the basis of the foundation, say what is required, what do we have to do, and so I will, I'm going to be working on that.
Okay, thank you. Okay, anything else? Commissioner Harry, you have anything?
No, not at this time.
Okay, neither do I. So with that, we are adjourned at 4 o'clock straight up. Thank you.